Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here.
You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
What's up, buddy?
Yo.
How you doing?
What's up, bro?
Oh, man, I'm happy to be chatting with my man, Pauly Shore. It's been a wild year. So what you been doing, man? I noticed that it's been a very tense year for a lot of people out there. 2020, people are all pissed off about a lot of things. They're upset, but you seem to be very chill right now. The Wii seems to be in a good place. How have you made 2020 be so chill in your world?
Well, I'd have to say my Valium prescription went up.
Okay, excellent.
It was five milligrams, and now it's 15, so it's way better. No, I'm just kidding. So I don't know. I mean, life is about shifting. You know, everyone got thrown this curveball, and you know, you can't just sit around. You have to shift. So I just put all my stuff online. I'm doing all my, you know, my YouTube, my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter. So it's, you know, I don't want to call me a true artist. That sounds kind of a little bit weird, but you know, I love making stuff for people, and so because of the internet and my podcasting and all that, I'm able to do that. And then I was lucky enough to film this movie Guest House before the pandemic started, and so now it's out and it's on Blu-ray DVD. So you know, I haven't been doing a lot of stand-up like most comics, so it is what it is. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, this movie looks like a lot of fun. I watched the trailer just a few moments ago. You're snorting rails. You're throwing up in the front yard. It's bringing me back to like MTV Spring Break Daytona, baby. Like you get to have a lot of fun in this movie.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. That's kind of how it feels. And I think at the end of the day, you know, you get older, but you know, the child inside of you needs to stay. And I think that's the most important thing for all of us is to be silly and be goofy and be loose and free, yeah? So the movie kind of represents that. I play a guy that's in the guest house. I won't leave. All hell breaks loose. You got Bobby Lee in there. Steve-O is in there. You got, who else is in it? Eric Griffin. Punky Johnson from Saturday Night Live is in it. Billy Zane is in it. And it's on Blu-ray DVD, so you could physically hold it as opposed to, like, streaming it, you know?
Yeah, and this doesn't look like some low-budget film either, man. It looks like they put some money into this thing, so I'm really proud of you, man. You're kicking some ass in 2020, our guest here, Pauly Shore. I follow you on the gram, of course, as everybody should, but you totally brought me back with the Totally Pauly episode. You're out in front of the Comedy Store, and it kind of brought me back to a good time in my life, and I know your mom owned that store. How old were you when she bought that comedy shop there, the Comedy Store?
I was 4 years old, so I've been there my whole life, yeah.
So you just kind of were always hanging around. Like, I know Sam Kennison took you under his wing, and people like Roseanne Barr got their big break there. So what was it like 4 or 5 years old? Were you, like, sweeping up? Were you taking out the trash? Did Mom even let you hang around there? How did that work out?
I was cleaning the cottage cheese out of Lenny Schultz's balls.
What about Andy Kaufman? He always was great on stage. Did you ever get a chance to see him at the Comedy Store?
I don't know, because I don't know if he was Tony Clifton or Andy Kaufman. I was confused. It was a long time ago. Jim Carrey did that great movie, Man in the Mirror. I thought he did a beautiful job in that.
When you were back a young teenager hanging out Hollywood, what kind of music were you listening to? I know a lot of people know you as the VJ on MTV, so I'm curious to know, what was the Wiz jamming out to like as a high school kid?
I like the band X. I don't know if you remember the band X.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
What's one of their big songs? Like, what's X's biggest jam?
Los Angeles. After you get off the phone, you should download their album, Los Angeles. It's a punk band. But they were the best. They were great. You got the Untouchables were great. They were a mod band. I like the Clash. I like the Who. I don't know, the Stones. In Excess. People forget about In Excess. You know?
And I know you moved away from Hollywood, and I read in one of these little bloggers articles that said that it's kind of cleared your mind when you left Hollywood and went to Vegas. Is that true? Did I read the facts?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I'd been through a lot in the last 10 years with my parents, you know, being around, and now they're gone. So I wanted to start kind of a new beginning. L.A. reminded me of my past, and not that I don't love my past, but I just want to kind of look into the future and not have to go around Sunset Strip and people are like, hey.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here.
You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey, Paulie, what's going on all the time, you know? Now they do it in Vegas. It's not as emotional.
What about like a residency? You think you're going to have you landed one living in Vegas?
I don't know if I want to do that. I get a little crusty with that. I mean, if I was maybe 20 years ago, maybe, I don't know, unless some huge crazy offer came in that was amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
I'm going to do some shows out here, but I don't know if I would set up camp.
And as far as the pandemic goes, I know that you love getting out and doing comedy clubs. I've even seen you at really small clubs, big clubs. You're not afraid to hit any stage. With this pandemic going on, are you booking dates right now for 2021? When's the next time you're going to be up on a stage doing stand-up?
I got shows in Utah on Thanksgiving weekend in Salt Lake City, and then I'm going to Miami. I have shows at the Improv in Miami, so I'm still doing shows.
Very nice. Well, make sure you follow our guest, Paulie Shore, on Instagram, on Twitter. If you would, maybe just tell the audience what to look forward to in 2021 as everybody is just on pins and needles, how they can get into the vibe. Maybe they take the Valium, maybe they take the Xanax, maybe a little weed. What's the advice that Paulie Shore has given to the people for 2021?
Well, I'd have to say, let's just get through today. Why don't we just do that? Let's not think about 2021 because we just got a new president. Let's all take a breather. Let's make sure Donald Trump, you know, winds up, you know, packing his bags. And let's start over and, you know, kind of reboot this thing. And I think at the end of the day, you know, we're all going to be better people and better for it because I think in life, we all know, especially the older people, a bad thing's a good thing, you know? And when you go through something traumatic or something emotional, I think we become better people. And I think that this is going to bring us closer together, and I'm excited for that. And I'm happy with Joe Biden. I think he's been in the game, obviously, for many years. I think he's got relationships on all sides. And I'm not into politics, but I'm into peace, you know? And I think that's where we need to go. I think we all need to just be peaceful and come back together again. So, you know, and travel to Europe, you know? I mean, I miss going overseas, you know? Overseas is so beautiful. People forget about that. And because of what's been going on, overseas is, you know, it's been tough, you know? I mean, don't you want to go to Thailand? Have you been?
I've never been to Thailand, but I have been through Europe. I definitely want to get away. I got a gig I got that I'm playing in Jamaica later this year, so I hope I get to go there. Where's your favorite place to vacation? Like when you want to get away, like where is Paulie Shore's getaway spot?
Well, anywhere. I don't care. I'll go to Hawaii. You can go to Mexico. You go to, I don't know, anywhere.
Go to the guest house and freaking party your ass off.
Yeah, go to my guest house in the back, exactly.
Let's get it on. Let's roll one up and have some fun. Paulie Shore, the new movie, Guest House. Make sure you get it on Blu-ray. Is it streaming anywhere? Can we, like, just bark into our remote and it will, like, come on the television?
Yes, sir.
All right, Guest House. What's your favorite scene in that movie so that when we're watching it, we know which one you really enjoyed doing? Favorite scene of the movie?
I think the dick pipe bong scene's pretty hilarious. My character has this bong that's shaped like a penis. So like in the balls, it's like got, you know, like the area where you put the weed, and then the tip is like where you smoke it, And I have a pretty funny scene with the lead character. I don't know. There's a lot of funny scenes. I like it.
Yeah, check it out. Guest House. Paulie, I'm really proud of you, man. And keep kicking ass. And we'll keep following you on Instagram and all that good stuff. And
hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here.
You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
We love you, brother. Be good.
We got Bill Burrs on my podcast this week, so check that out.
All right, cool. Yeah, what's the name of the podcast? It's like Random Rants. You just go off on that thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Random Rants. Yep. Random Rants.
Random.
Just a crazy guy going out on crazy stuff.
Check him out, Paulie Shore. Follow him on the gram. Do it now. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here.
You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.